But we turn our attention now to the Lorain County JVS Craft Show going on this weekend. And here to tell us more about that is Tina Pelto. Tina, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun this weekend. What are the basic details on the Lorain County JVS Craft Show this weekend?
Well, this is the 30th anniversary of our craft show. We're going to have 195 vendors there ready to sell you beautiful handmade items from all over the county.
What kinds of crafts are typically available? That's a lot of vendors, so it sounds like there will be a wide variety of different things here.
There are. You can find everything from holiday decor to beautiful handmade jewelry to all different kinds of sewing products to bakery products. Really, just about anything you could want, you can find there.
Now, this is the 30th anniversary for this. How has this evolved and how has this event grown over the years?
It started off as a small fundraiser to help raise money for our youth clubs, and every year it's grown bigger and bigger. It's become more of a community event.
Tina, you mentioned all the vendors that are coming there. Is it everyone from around the county, or are there people coming out from outside?
There are people that come from outside as well. Most of our vendors come from within the county, which is nice because it showcases our local artists. But we also do have people from Cuyahoga County, from Medina County, you know, from really all over the place.
Sure, and it's a great opportunity for local businesses to get out there and show what they've got, and I think this is certainly a great place to showcase all of that. It's interesting to see how different events evolve. I mean, 30 years for this, and when you're around 30 years later, it says a lot about just how successful the event has been, and I understand this year the Greater Cleveland Food Bank is tied in somehow, some way, correct?
Yes, every year we collect for Second Harvest Food Bank. So if you bring a canned item at the door, it gets you an extra shot at our door prize when you come in.
What is the door prize, or what kinds of door prizes are available at this event?
All of the vendors can offer a door prize. So you get a ticket at the door, and you can compare your ticket to a ticket at the vendor booth, and you could win a prize at their booth. So it can really be anything that vendors offer.
Is there a theme for this year? I mean, is there like a fall theme to this, or is it just kind of, hey, here's 190 plus vendors here, and this is a great place to come out and get a quick look at some of the local businesses and the crafts they have available?
It's it is not a theme to show. However, generally it's a holiday theme. It's a time of the year where people start to think about the holidays, think about doing a little bit of early Christmas shopping, and so it generally has a holiday sort of vibe to it.
Talking about this weekend's Lorain County JVS Craft Show with Tina Pelto. She's our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Tina, how many years have you been associated with the event?
I've been at the JVS for, this is my 11th year.
Okay, so in the 11 years that you've been in and around this craft show, what are some of the more interesting crafts that you've seen?
You know, I think I've seen a lot of different things, you know, and I've seen fairy gardens, I've seen jewelry made out of recycled paper. I saw, but some of my favorites are very traditional crafts like embroidery, sewing products. You know, it's still the best place if you want a baby blanket for a shower. This is the best place to go for it.
You said jewelry made out of recycled paper? How does
Correct,
that work?
Correct, yeah. Paper Planet has a beautiful display there that they make it out of, you know, out of recycled paper.
What about you? You mentioned a lot of times you see a lot of holiday-themed items at this, and it certainly makes sense. I mean, you know, we're just a little bit less than 2 months away from Christmas time, and I guess really a good chunk of the holiday season for that matter. But what are some of the more holiday-themed items that you see pop up on a year-to-year basis?
You can buy handmade Christmas ornaments. You can get holiday decor for your home. You can get wreaths there. Hand-painted snowmen there, so lots of fun things there.
A lot of vendors, as you mentioned. How does that compare to some of the years past?
Well, we are generally we have between 150 and 200 vendors. This is the largest it's been since I've been doing the craft show.
Tina, with 190 vendors, what's the setup like? Is it sort of a long haul? How does it all work out?
We fill up every space in our building that we can safely fill up. We have to make sure that everyone can get in and out of the building safely.
Sure.
But we have filled every single space.
Got to comply with the rules that the fire marshal has put forth,
we
right?
We do, yes. Yeah. It's all one floor, so it's safe to go around, you know, and then it's easy. There's no steps, you know, and then it's really a fun, great event.
Very cool stuff. Well, Tina, before we cut you loose here, for our listeners that are interested in attending this event, or if they're interested in getting some more information about this weekend's event, where can they go to get that information?
They can go to our website or to our Facebook page. So it's lcjbs.com has information on it. And it's $2 at the door to go in. And I believe there is a Facebook event about it as well on our JBS Facebook page.
Very cool. Well, Tina, we appreciate you spending some time with us to talk about this weekend's craft show. Should be a lot of fun. Over 190 vendors there. There's going to be something for everybody. Tina, thank you.
Thank you so much.